Welcome back, you guys. Episode 79 of Zero Carb Journal. If you're new here, I'm Matt. Good morning, you guys. Nice to see you. Happy Sunday. How are you guys? Hope you had a great week. Hope you made some progress. I bet you did great. I had a really good week, you guys. It was awesome. Excuse me. Got a little frog in my throat. It's not that early. It's about 8 o'clock here, a little after even. So I slept in a bit, and my week has been great. I had awesome energy. Work was wonderful. My boat is almost done. At the end of the week here, I got a little bit of extra time off Friday and Thursday afternoon, and so I've been puttering around here, taking care of some projects that have been remiss, got some firewood stacked and split, and I took care of some projects down at the big house, landlord stuff, and yeah, feeling really good, you guys, having a really good run here, heading into summer. I'm so excited about finishing my boats, I can't even tell you. So I'm starting to wind down the hours. I got a few more weeks that I got to hold hands down there until we deliver this thing, and then hopefully I'm going to have some time off, so really looking forward to that. I got a lot of big projects. Let me slow down. So I've been trying to stay away from big projects and not get too much on my plate, but in this last few weeks I've set myself up for a few things to do once I'm done working on boats. As I've been talking about, I got a new stove to build that I really want to get done and get my plans out there. Keep working on my financial independence here. So I got a few weeks of playing with bricks to do. I want to build another pond up here. I want to build a little pond for the house. It's been on my plans for years, or since I built the place. I wanted to have a pond kind of right there behind the camera where you guys are there. So I think I'm going to do that. And yeah, so I got a few little projects that'll take me a few weeks out into summer here before I do whatever the next thing is. But anyways, I had a great week kind of figuring all that out, figuring out my next few weeks and realizing that I am financially able to build this stove I've had in my brain. So that's pretty fun. I ordered some bricks and drew up my plans. I'm looking forward to getting muddy again. And yeah, I just had a really good week, you guys. My energy was great. From a zero carb standpoint, I mostly just ate beef and drank water, but I did stray a little bit. I actually had an interesting week in terms of eating. I had a sick day, like I do almost every week. I had a sick day early in the week. I ate too much fat. I bought a full ribeye, and I ate. So funny, I don't add any fat, but the tips of those ribeyes sometimes are just all fat. I love it. I'm learning to really enjoy it, and I ate a good sized chunk of that ribeye roast, maybe like 2.5 pounds. And I felt fine, but then I woke up in the middle of the night and sure enough it was too much fat and I ended up vomiting and forcing it actually to make myself feel better. I had a pretty miserable night. I was up all night in a lot of discomfort and then kind of stretched out into the next day and sort of wrecked my day. And it's so interesting when that happens, you guys, because the next day I'm sort of this weird combination of starving and don't want to eat, and nothing that I normally eat really sounds good, and I get these cravings for processed foods. So I kind of went a little crazy, and I bought all sorts of, I don't know, I mean, I wasn't really thinking. I was at the store, and I was like looking at all the sausages in the case, and I started, you know, looking at all the ingredients, and they just all sounded good. So I brought home some beef brats, I guess, and some, what else did I get? Summer sausage, beef bratwurst. I brought home some chorizo, which I'm probably just going to throw away without cooking. And it seems like there was something else, some bacon. maybe even something else. Beef jerky. How about that? So yeah, so I spent the last part of the week eating a whole lot of processed food, and I got a little bit of tummy sort of action, like noises and a little discomfort, but nothing too bad. And I really enjoyed it. So the chorizo was funny. I bought it because the ingredients were, like pork, beef, salt, and then green peppers and nothing else. And I was like, oh, look at that. You know, all of the other ones had all kinds of preservatives and stuff. And so I brought them home and then I was like, geez, that's probably got a whole lot of green peppers in it. So haven't eaten any. I probably won't. I'll probably just throw it right away. But interestingly enough, the other stuff, the brats and the beef jerky and all that stuff, it really doesn't make me feel that bad. It's interesting. I can eat it. I know I ate something a little bit off. I feel sort of like I can just sort of, I just feel different. I can feel it in my digestive system. I can tell that I'm digesting it, I guess. But it's funny because it was way less problematic than the fat from the ribeye or, you know, some of the other things that trigger me that seem like they wouldn't, the burgers at the restaurant, you know. I find it so odd that my body's totally okay with, I mean, that summer sausage I'm buying is the cheapest summer sausage. It's full of sodium, everything, and all the other preservatives and probably gum and whatever else. Anyways, I just find it interesting, but I sure enjoy it, so it is what it is. So yeah, so I had a great week. I've been feeling pretty good. Like I said, I had one sick night, and it was a real easy one to identify. I was just too much fat. And so, you know, for better or for worse, I definitely need to make sure I don't get too caught up in eating too much fat, because that's pretty popular right now. But other than that, just a great week. No surf. Not much recreating. I got a lot of physical activity in splitting wood and fixing gutters on the house and things like that. So I've been kind of jumping around. I took a little break from working out. Coming up on the last week of my 90 days here. This is, I think, starting right now, week 12 of my 90-day goals. So I always try and kind of relax on my workouts and sort of take a break and recharge and restructure. So I'm really looking forward to this week. I'm going to kind of take it a little bit easy, sort of restructure for my next 90 days. It's coinciding nicely with my work schedule, so I'm going to kind of reconfigure my day-to-day routine for the coming weeks and figure out how to get things done around here and enjoy not going to work. Hopefully, knock on wood, because those boats usually are late, and I'm sure there'll be plenty of work, so. But anyways, that's my week, and that's probably about all I really have to talk about today. I've just been really sort of enjoying cruising around here. I haven't paid much attention to the internet. It's been nice out. I've been outside working. So I haven't thought much about zero-carb world. and I don't have a whole lot to share. So I think I'm going to move on. It's episode 79 here, so we're getting ready to start episode 80 next week, and that'll be a new goal round for me. So I'm including this project in my goals this week. I'm going to try to restructure a little bit and focus on bringing you guys a little bit more about, well, hopefully I won't be just getting up, going to work, and coming home. So I'm going to hopefully try and get the camera out a little more during the days. That's one of my goals, is to show you guys a little bit more about what I'm doing during the day, digging ponds and building smokers and whatever else I'm doing. So hopefully I'll get some of that going this week coming up, and we'll see how that goes. But anyways, I hope you guys are doing great. I hope you guys are staying the course and finding some progress with zero carb for yourselves. And yeah, I guess I really don't have much to say. So yeah, I'm going to get going. I hope you guys have a great week. I hope you really are making progress, and hope you stay the course and are feeling good. I'm pretty scattered, huh? So I guess I better get out of here. So thanks, as always, you guys, for all your comments and questions. If there's anything I can share with you that'll help, let me know. And if not, I'll just keep cranking these out, and we'll keep making progress together. So, all right, you guys, hope you have a great week. Stay in the moment. Be here now. Stay positive. And thank you so much, as always, for all your support. So I'll see you next time. All right. Thanks, you guys. See ya.